Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Bit of breaking news this afternoon. Sean Johnson, he has officially been ruled out for the rest of the season. So he has played his last game for the Cronulla Sharks, which is devastating for Sean Johnson, devastating for the Cronulla Sharks as well. And, you know, I've got to say, I don't think the New Zealand Warriors will be overly stoked with another hamstring injury for Sean Johnson. But it's going to give him a long time to rehab. And, you know, I'm really excited to see him line up in round one for the New Zealand Warriors next year. We obviously saw them farewell Roger Tuivasa-Sheck the other day. Those scenes were just so emotional. They were unreal. That's what rugby league's about. Him getting the Haka farewell before he left. Obviously leaving with Leeson Armel, but he will be returning to the NRL in the future. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, on the other hand, he is going to rugby union. We wish him all the very best. And I was sort of looking at the numbers of it yesterday and his age and when the next Rugby World Cup is and all that. I think the next Rugby World Cup is 2 years away. I think at that point, Roger will be 31. So I think there is a really good chance that he comes back to league. So hopefully it isn't the last time we see him. Of course, he's got to make the All Blacks team first, which is going to be one hell of a challenge. I know people in league think he's going to walk into that side, but fuck, it's a good football system and there are a lot of incredibly talented guys. Not saying that Roger can't. I think he'll give it a really good shake, but it is going to be difficult. It's not going to be a walk-in job like a lot of people are acting like it will be. But if he does make it into that side, I mean, the All Blacks with Roger Tuivasa-Sheck or without him, I think they're very likely to win that next World Cup. The system they've got at the moment is unbelievable. If they do win that next World Cup, I think there's a really good chance you see Roger come back. And to be honest with you, even if he doesn't win that next World Cup, I highly, highly doubt that he's going to stay in rugby union for a few more years in the hope of making the next Rugby Union World Cup side for the All Blacks. I mean, I think he'll be 36 or so 4 years after that. I think it's going to be too old for him to make a real crack at that. That's just my opinion. I think it's going to be a big enough challenge for him to make it in 2 years' time, let alone in 6 years' time. So I actually think we will see Roger back, to be perfectly honest with you. I think without the carrot of a World Cup for the All Blacks, I think league will probably look pretty appealing to Roger once again. I think it'll be a great way for him to finish his career, to come back to the New Zealand Warriors. I think that'll be unreal. So I do think we will see Roger again, but for the next few years, it will be the Sean Johnson show. It'll be unreal if their careers lined up that Sean Johnson's last year at the New Zealand Warriors coincided with the return of Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. I would absolutely love to see that. Hopefully, Reece Walsh, he turns into one of the best fullbacks in the game, though. Maybe they don't need a Roger, but it would be great to have him back, no doubt about it. But hopefully, the Warriors are really successful over the next few years. They definitely deserve it after what they've been through the last few seasons. But that news, Sean Johnson, he's been ruled out for the season. So if you have got him in your Supercoach draft teams, that is devastating for you. You will not get him back at all this season. So send him back to the waiver wire and try and scramble to find a 7 or a 6. Losing a guy like him at this point of a draft season, geez, as a dual position guy, it's really, really tough pill to swallow. Obviously a high ceiling guy as well in your captain's league, so that's going to be a real stinger. The other news today is that Mitchell Pearce, he's been ruled out of the Newcastle Knights game this weekend. I think he was named in jersey 21 or 19. He was on the extended bench somewhere. He's been ruled out of their game against the Canberra Raiders. I don't think I can possibly tip the Newcastle Knights. Now, with Mitch Pearce, probably evened up the contest a little bit, but I just think the Raiders' defense will be too good. They are extremely hard to get a read on over the last few weeks. But I even think $1.60 for the Raiders, that's pretty good value against the Newcastle Knights, missing Mitchell Pearce. That's a massive loss for them. We know how important their seven is to the side, and we also know how important he is to Kalen Ponga as well. He just frees up so much space for him, which is where the vast majority of their points do come from. They have got Bradman Best back, so him and KP, that brilliant combo out on the left edge, will be something to watch. But I think without Mitchell Pearce, it's going to be too much of a big ask. You've obviously got a couple of big ins for the Canberra Raiders in this game as well. Obviously, Jack Whiten returns, which is massive, one of the premier sixes in our game. So really looking forward to seeing him run around once again. For me, I'm going to say the Canberra Raiders in this one. But just summing up that news that has broken today, guys, Sean Johnson out for the season. Mitchell Pearce, he will not return this weekend. More than likely, will return next weekend for the Newcastle Knights, which is a massive boost for them in their quest to try and play finals footy in 2021.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.